Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls here. Maybe we'll come back, talk more about the idea of sovereignty here in a moment, the alternative societies, one in which we're working on setting up here in Keene, New Hampshire. But first, to your phone calls. James is in New York. James, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi. Hey, I want to tell you about a encounter I had with the police concerning cannabis today.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, this afternoon, I was in my apartment smoking up, and suddenly there was a knock at the door. And I answer it, and it's my neighbor. And she's amazingly beautiful. I'm so excited because I never had the guts to talk to her, and she's at the front door.
Wow, that is amazing.
I couldn't help but, you know, notice the smell coming from your apartment. And so I invited her in, and we smoked up, and then I remembered I had to go to Walmart to get a new cell phone because my old one broke. And, of course, if I'm stoned, I'm carrying, right? So I take the bag with me and, you know, tell her I'll come by her place later. And I go to Walmart and I buy my cell phone. But it's when I'm driving back and I'm passing the police station, of course, of all places, I decided to take out that cell phone and call the phone number of the police station and confess to them that I just smoked pot. And that was my police encounter with cannabis today.
Thanks for the call. You only get one call per night, though. I think he called earlier. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls. Chris is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Sam. How are you guys doing this evening?
What's on your mind, Chris?
Okay. Well, I actually just got pulled over by the police for running a red light.
Really? Okay.
So the officer is pretty insistent that I seemed really nervous. So he wanted to search for drugs, of course.
How nice. I mean, who's not nervous when the cops pull them over? You're talking about dealing with what could be an uncontrolled maniac who is armed. Now, in many cases, the cops aren't that way, but you never know. You never know when you're going to be dealing with a rogue cop, a dangerous individual, a more so dangerous individual.
Absolutely. I live in Louisville, Kentucky, of course, so most of my interactions with cops have been somewhat pleasant, but this guy was pretty persistent that I had drugs on me.
Mm.
So what he said was, "Well, I did see you run this red light. I would like to search a car, and if I don't find anything, I won't give you a ticket."
Well, gee, thanks. What'd you say?
I said, I don't carry anything on me ever. I do smoke pot, but I don't ever.
You told him that?
No, hell no.
Okay.
not at all, guys. No.
Thank goodness. So what did you say to him?
I said, "Officer, you can go ahead and search my car if you'd like. You're not."
Why did you do that?
Because I knew I didn't have anything on me.
But whoa. Okay, go ahead with your story. I want to hear what happened, and then I'll talk about it.
Right. Well, so the officer and his buddy behind him took me out of the vehicle, of course, searched me, and they didn't find anything on me. And they went to my vehicle, tossed it apart, of course.
Did you give them permission to search you, or did they just kind of come up to you and you allowed it?
They just came up to me and I allowed it.
Did they put their hands in your pockets?
No, they actually didn't.
They just did a terry pat. Okay, very good. Go ahead.
Exactly. And, well, of course, as I said, he wouldn't find anything. He looked pretty flabbergasted after he came out of the vehicle and didn't
find
anything.
How long did it take? How long did the whole search process take?
I think probably like 5 to 10 minutes at the most.
5 to 10 minutes. Okay, well, you're fairly fortunate because some people have been held on the side of the road for hours while the police go through every nook and cranny in their vehicle while they wait for the police dog to come out. They have been waylaid for a lengthy period of time, and then, you know, you never know what's in your car. I mean, really? Who owned it before you? Were you the first owner?
No. This is an older vehicle.
So how do you know they're not going to be rummaging through the seat and find some old roach that some guy left there from one of the previous owners? Maybe a friend of the previous owner. Maybe a friend of yours left something in your car. And that's just it. You don't ever know what they're going to find. Maybe they'll find something because they put it there. Maybe they decide they don't like the way you look. Maybe you're driving while black. Maybe they just decide they want to come up with a crime.
And so it doesn't have to be a quarter. I mean, they can find one little piece of plant material that if they can confirm is cannabis, that's possession.
Absolutely. So it makes me cringe to hear people just allow the police to search. Look, if you don't have anything in your car, then there's no real reason for you to allow them to search, right? And what's the point? Get the hell out of there.
Well, sometimes it turns out like this, where the guy does, you know, I mean, if he would have said no, then the cop would have given him a ticket for, what, $150?
Probably more.
What was the ticket for? Speeding?
Red light.
Or red light. That's what it was.
The points on his license. Don't forget the insurance that goes up from getting the ticket. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's great.
This advice isn't always the best.
It is the best if you want to avoid contributing to the police state. It is the best if you want to stand up for your freedom. If you want to refuse to bow down and refuse to obey and avoid unexpected things. I mean, if you end up getting a $150 red light ticket, that's one thing. And if you end up getting arrested and taken to jail and charged with a misdemeanor possession of marijuana charge, then that's another thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, the whole point was to try to get through the process as quick as possible.
Oh, that's totally understandable. I don't blame you for doing this. That's what most people do. It's just that it's that particular kind of deference to the police that is empowering them to go about and do things like this. They know that people will let them search. That's why they go around and they ask for it. And who knows what kind of problems they will find. They're looking for a reason to arrest you. Why give them the extra opportunity?
Right, absolutely. To be honest, I wanted to test this cop and see if he would actually throw away the ticket because I have told them that they may not search my vehicle before and they went on their way and did their thing. I just wanted to test the situation and see what I could come up
with. Now, have you seen the Flex Your Rights video that's available online?
I've gone through them once or twice. I probably need to look through them more.
There's a new one. It's called 10. What is it? 10 things to know when dealing with the police. Or
I think so. Something
it's
like
10,
that.
10 things about dealing with the police, and they do a real good job about it. Now, look, if you want to put your freedom on the line and test the cops, by all means, we do that stuff here all the time, and we test them in various different ways that in many ways will result in us going to a jail cell. But I highly recommend against. And if you talk to Barry Cooper, if you talk to Brad Jardis, you talk to these former cops that have now joined the side of good and joined the side of peace and compassion, you talk to these guys and they'll tell you that the right thing to do in any circumstance when a cop asks you to search is to refuse it. So I hope you'll keep that in mind next time. But if you don't, let us know what happens, okay?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, I'm just testing the process, and I would definitely say no to the cops more. If I was up in New Hampshire.
Hey, I heard that, man. It certainly is easier when you know that people are around who care. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Not that the people that you're around, that your loved ones don't care about you. It's just that they likely won't take that much effort to show how much they care. Like, they, you know, only some people will come to see. If you live elsewhere besides New Hampshire, you know, mom and dad might come see your trial, your loved one, your significant other.
I don't know how
other.
Much, you know, what they probably say to themselves is, what's the point in going to the trial? And I don't know what the point is. It's difficult to
be
quantify
there with your
these
loved
things.
One.
It's difficult to quantify these things and how much value there are.
I think there's plenty of value in the idea of going to support somebody who has done something that you stand for, that you agree with. So if someone you love has put their freedom on the line and they're up against some man, some megalomaniacal man in a robe who has armed thugs at his disposal who don't, as Mark Stevens puts it, use any discretion of their own, it's the most supportive thing, one of the best things you can do as a loved one or a friend to come out and support your friend.
You know, it may not have an effect in that immediate instance, but collectively over time, I think we're seeing some real changes that have come about because of the activists showing up.
The other day in court, I don't think you were there, Sam, we stood up for the defendant as he came in, and other people in the court stood up with us. It was funny.
There's
funny.
The sheep.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the listening options. We've got live streams, broadband version and dial-up version, webcam, our listen lines as well. It's all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
So if you're looking to make a major purchase in the next month or two, you need to think about your credit report, because a bad credit report can cost you thousands of dollars of the lifetime of a loan, whether it's for a car or a home or something like that. And if you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any other kind of derogatory credit reports on your credit report, you need to get that fixed. CleaningCredit.com can do just that. It's a law firm, and they dispute derogatory credit reports on your credit report. And they've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and they're number one in the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. As all you have to do is go check them out at CleaningCredit.com. They do consulting there on your credit if you're looking at situations like bankruptcy or things like that. They can help you, and the monthly payment is very low, but you'd be surprised how low it is to get these things fixed. CleaningCredit.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. Going to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, don't mean to bust y'all's good time bubble about moaning and groaning over getting busted with dime bags and everything, but I'm having a real problem with something tonight.
How's your 420 going, by the way, Jeremy? Jeremy.
Very good.
Yeah, good. Okay, go ahead. Your problem is what?
Well, it's our border with the Juarez and everything. I mean, listen to this, guys. This is the headliner today. Juarez, 10 federales arrested, 4 men killed, Juarez shootings, 2 wounded. Kids scared to go to, kids afraid to go to school. You know.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a scary place. It sounds like a scary.
But we've got plenty of soldiers to spend overseas protecting other people.
Well, what do you think
right?
The soldiers are gonna? How are the soldiers gonna make that?
You really
situation?
Want soldiers in America?
Yeah, I'd want them to go down there and straighten out our borders before they.
What do you mean by that? When you say straighten out, what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
What do you mean? Should we have them in Iraq or
no,
over here?
No, I don't think we should
have
them at all, personally. I'm not interested in paying for a military that kills people. So, no, I certainly don't want them in Iraq. And I also am not interested in paying men to stop people from coming here to try to make a better life for themselves.
In schools, kids are afraid to go to school in Juarez.
That's because of the drug
war.
That's
almost part of our country. You know, we go way back.
Sure, but Jeremy, that's because of the drug war. Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions about soldiers on the border. Do you know what a private or a corporal or whatever makes in the U.S. military?
Well, not that much. I think
less than minimum wage. Now, my question to you is, you know that that Border Patrol agents are already getting paid off by the coyotes to let to look the other way when...
Yeah, we should abolish those guys and let the Minutemen take over. We should let the abolish the Border Patrol and let the Minutemen volunteers take over. That's what we should do.
Right, because the hotheads.
What if I don't? But you know, these are volunteers, so I don't want them securing the border. I want people to come here and work for a better life. So, what if I go out there and I stop the Minutemen from?
I'm not talking about people coming over here to pick vegetables. I'm talking about these thugs that are going around killing ranchers and
right. But yeah, in order to stop those thugs, you're going to have to create a police state for everybody else, and then the question is, will that even stop the thugs?
It's very unlikely. I love Mexicans; they're beautiful people.
Me too. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. Appreciate hearing from you, Sam.
Yeah, the crackdown on the border, the focus towards building a fence or a wall or a moat with tracking machine guns or whatever they want to do. It has pushed the violence. It's ramped up the violence that happens in Mexico in those towns, because those are drug running towns where a lot of illegal drugs, these banned substances by the government, are coming through, and it's also forced them into the United States to come across the border and start growing in national parks, and they bring their weapons and everything along with them, and it's completely a government-created problem. I mean, why don't people see that?
Yeah, and the idea that the government is going to be able to solve the problem it creates is a common misconception that people have. They can see that that there are problems. In many cases, they understand that the government even created the problems. But then government is always proposed as the solution to the problem. Whereas the real solution is to end the war on drugs, which, will, of course, will end the violence almost overnight. Because then anybody can create – if drugs are you know, fully decriminalized or legalized or whatever, then anybody who wants to can enter into the marketplace to create those products. Again, presuming I don't want to presume a system of regulation because I don't support that. So just a true free market. Anybody can enter into it, so therefore prices can drop. Therefore purity is more consistent. You have fewer overdoses. You have the people that are addicted are having to spend less money to feed their habit. And so therefore there's a lot less crime. And because there aren't drug cartels competing over turf, you don't have these drug wars, the actual shooting wars that are going on that he's talking about, where people are afraid to go out at night, that kind of thing. It's all a consequence of the state. It's all a consequence of the idea that it's okay to tell somebody what they can and can't do with their own body. That's where this really comes from. And then to suggest that you're going to be able to march some troops into Juarez or whatever the other town across the Brownsville. Is it Brownsville? There's another town that's usually right across the
Are you talking about Tijuana?
Oh, Ciudad Juarez. I'm thinking about Ciudad
Juarez. Yep. Same thing.
Yeah. So so you think you can just march troops into these border cities and solve the problems there? No, I'm sorry. That's not going to solve anything because it just makes it so that the drug dealers have to threaten the troops or bribe the troops or do whatever it is that they need to do because they're not going to stop doing their business of transporting drugs. Dig a tunnel.
One thing you can be certain of is that the drug cartels are not going to go up head to head with the United States military to the point where you can fly drones over them and fight them like a conventional military. Mm-hmm. Come on! Why the hell would they do that? What they're going to do is they're going to pay off these privates that the United States government is paying less than a minimum wage to, as they
many of them who are drug users, I'm sure,
right? as they throw young people or as they throw business people in jail that do pay employees less than minimum wage, they do the same thing. Yeah, come on, these guys are going to be easy to pay off.
Yeah, and if you don't believe,
and then they're armed and paid off. Mm-hmm. They're armed with the best weaponry that the world has to provide. And then they're paid off. Good idea.
Well, there's also, we've been getting reports of Mexican military over the border in helicopters, things like that. And the rumor is that the Mexican military is being invited in to wipe out these drug dealers while the U.S. Border Patrol or whatever sits back and sort of lets it happen.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com. The 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child, as it is intended to do. When we enter into school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education, something that just can't happen soon enough. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue with your phone calls, going to David, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about marijuana reform, but that's kind of cliche. I do want to talk to you about just legalizing all drugs.
By all means, that's one of the smartest things that could be done in this country.
Basically, it's just ridiculous that the government thinks they have more of a right to your body than you do.
That's pretty much how it is. Yeah, it is ridiculous.
And also, it would actually this whole quagmire war on terrorism would actually greatly diminish terrorist resources, because it would actually make opiate farmers in Afghanistan actually a businessman instead of a criminal.
There are so many different reasons to end the insane war on drugs, and there are economic reasons, there are moral reasons, there are real harming others kind of reasons. I mean, the millions of people that are harmed every year by being arrested and charged with these non-crimes. I mean, it's just ludicrous. But you come up against a lot of opposition when you suggest something like that. People, they they've been told that these government, or they've been told by the government that these drugs are so terrible and they're so evil. And of course, in many cases, some folks have had experience with people that are addicted to, say, methamphetamine, and they know how very destructive abuse of these drugs can be. And so, of course, they presume that, well, because they can be abused, then therefore we should just leave them illegal, all the while ignoring the fact that alcohol is an incredibly dangerous, highly abused drug that is responsible for the deaths of, of course, they're responsible with their own deaths in many cases, but is a contributing factor to thousands upon thousands of deaths every single year. They just simply ignore that because, well, it's legal, so it must be okay that all those people are contributing to their own deaths. Whereas if you do it with other drugs, then, well, naughty, naughty. We couldn't possibly consider legalizing those. And even when you present them with the evidence that, look, this is going to make things better. Look, it's made things better. Even a little bit of Decrim over in Portugal has made things better. You can show them beyond the shadow of a doubt, and they will close their eyes to all of it because it's just too hard for them to deal with the emotional conflict that they're having over, on one hand, wanting to control people's lives, and on the other hand, having to ignore the consequences of the force that they are willing to use on other people in order to attempt to control their lives, which is so futile because it just never works.
Yeah, and it's like, as a consumer of marijuana myself, I have to constantly worry about when I buy it that if I get pulled over, that I'm going to get searched, and it's going to work because I'm about to go to law school, and it's potentially jeopardize my future.
Sure, it could.
And
but I can tell you that once you get through law school, you'd probably be all right. I mean, because I've known people who have been lawyers, and they are avid consumers of cannabis. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, David. 800-259-9231. Just on the topic of ending the entire war on drugs, I was on a little Facebook profile today where someone was talking about 420, and the question was, you know, should marijuana be legalized? And I stepped in and said that, well, the entire drug war should end. And inevitably, the next response on the thread was...
That's crazy.
Well, I don't know about ending the drug war. I'm not sure I can really get behind legalized heroin and crack, LOL. And so I said to the guy, look, heroin and crack are already widely available and far more dangerous because of the black market. And ending the war means that these products can be produced in controlled manufacturing conditions, meaning less likelihood of overdose due to product inconsistencies, which is one of the main reasons why people die from so-called illegal drugs. You also take the profits out of the hands of criminals and put them in the hands of business people. The price would drop as a result of ending prohibition, leading to dramatically reduced violent and property crime. Don't take my word for it, though. Here are a group of cops that agree, and then I provide a link to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition over at leap.cc. I may not have 100% agreement with the folks over at Leap, but gosh, they sure are pretty darn good at what they do. And so for somebody that may be responsive to the appeal to authority, it's a decent it's something that works that you can throw out. But it didn't work on this guy. He comes back and says, Ian, I see where you're coming from, but people have struggled for years to get marijuana legalized. I'd say take it one drug at a time, and even then, I really still can't get behind legalizing some of those other drugs, even if you say it's in a controlled environment, because there are many instances of drugs made by pharmaceutical companies with inconsistencies, and then they either get pulled or banned off the market. So even if you give heroin or crack to a man in a white lab coat, doesn't make him much better than the guy with the lab in his second bedroom. Really? Tell that to the children who have died in the methamphetamine lab fires because people are making meth and other drugs in their back bedrooms, and they're not fuming, they're not letting the fumes out appropriately, or they're making mistakes with the whatever they're mixing together, and fire catches, and boom, you've got an explosion on your hands and a dead family. Whereas drugs are manufactured in controlled conditions every day.
I can see his desire to go one drug at a time,
sure.
Just sort of walking this thing down the line.
No, it's the political approach. Let's compromise and get this one thing done, but it loses the principle of the message, which is what makes it such a powerful argument, is just telling the truth and saying, look at all of these consequences. They're the same whether it's marijuana, whether it's cannabis, or the same thing, whether it's heroin or crack cocaine.
And I see the point. But the one thing that you must that should be taken into consideration is that the vast majority of the arrests in the United States, the most of the money that they glean in the war on drugs is gotten from marijuana and people like that. I think that it could very well destroy the war on drugs.
Absolutely. And I think that was the other thing that you didn't bring up that sort of fuels the cognitive dissonance, Ian. These cops know that there are, 830,000 arrests last year for marijuana possession alone, and
around another 700,000 for everything else.
And a million, 1.2 million in jail for nonviolent drug offenses?
I know that it's like 1.5 million that get arrested every year.
Okay. But it's a very large number, and if you think $100 a day for each one of those persons, that's a lot of business. 830,000 cases to try. That takes a lot of judges, a lot of police prosecutors, a lot of police officers testifying at these trials. They get to search your cars. They get SWAT teams with tanks and machine guns and combat gear.
Right. The pharmaceutical companies aren't doing that.
No.
All right. Let's continue with your phone calls. Going to, I believe, Matthew is in California. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi, Sam. Mark. Ian. Hey,
yes.
I'll be quick because I know we're kind of pressing against the clock. But last night I was listening to the podcast, and you said that the Mark, I believe, that the African American vote was the reason why that the Proposition 8 anti-marriage thing went through. And I just have to correct you on that small point because African American population in California is only 6.7%. And every African American voted, it'd only be 6.7% of the voting population. But we also know that African Americans don't vote on, even with the election of Barack Obama, we still didn't come out in the numbers as other people. So, yeah, that one, I had to correct you on that one. It wasn't us. Don't put that one on us.
I've read in the news media, so I just believed it, and it made some sense to me.
Why? Because you believe that people who are black are more likely to be conservatives?
No, I think they're more likely to vote for Barack Obama, and they have a tendency to be more socially conservative. Take a look at Al Sharpton. Take a look at Reverend Jesse Jackson. These guys that, quote-unquote, represent the black community. And to some extent, because they say it, it's true. These guys are extraordinarily socially conservative. Matthew, if you want to come back,
I'd like to keep you on here. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then free2prosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I-shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your calls. If you make them now, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, and we give them to you. Listen via our live streams, broadband or dial-up versions, webcam, listen lines, all available for you for free at listen.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience like we saw today, the amazing turnout at an incredible 420 celebration here at a perfect weather day in Concord, New Hampshire. We traveled from our lovely Keene an hour up the road to Concord and got together with about a couple hundred people, I think, throughout the entire hour that we were there, and had a really great time. I'm sure videos will be posted inevitably on the usual locations. Sam, you were there from obscuredtruth.com, and inevitably video will be posted on your site when it's ready. Of course, I saw Dave Ridley there from ridleyreport.com, so it's likely he's going to have some footage, and who knows how many other cameras and other folks were there. So keep your eyes out. If we spot anything useful, we'll certainly put it up on the Free Keene blog. But it's just going to all be celebratory video. It was a wonderfully successful day. No one was arrested. Everybody just got to enjoy themselves and enjoy the company of friends and loved ones in the park. I guess it wasn't technically a park. It was out front of the state house. And, of course, the detractors say that we're going to ruin the marijuana legalization movement by doing this. But it seems to me like everybody's having a blast. And if you're not having fun doing activism, why do it?
You know, it's hard to say, is this going to ruin the marijuana, liberty movement here in New Hampshire, or is it going to help? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, really, could it get any worse with Lynch threatening to veto the mildest marijuana decrim bill that could have possibly been floated past him?
Well, I think that, the police are seeing that cracking down doesn't work, that it kind of has a negative effect. And they realize that they need to kind of lose gracefully or risk, their legitimacy being really threatened. And I think it's only a matter of time before that pressure extends further into the lawmakers and so forth. I mean, we were right out in their front lawn saying, we don't care what you people are saying is right or wrong. We're going to do this because we know it's right. We're not harming anybody. There were no incidents or anything created.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You want to keep denying this and pretending like, all these lies that you tell about the drug war are true, that this is so dangerous and all of these things? You're going to look like fools.
Let's go back to Matthew. He's there in California calling to correct you on something, Mark, that you said the other night, and it felt a little weird to me, but I didn't speak up, and so Matthew is here. Matthew, are you with us?
I'm still here.
Now, just to recap, you were saying essentially that Mark claimed the other night that the reason why the gay marriage amendment was overturned in California by a popular vote was, he claimed, because of socially conservative black people. He kind of painted them, black people in general, with that particular brush, and you took umbrage.
Well, yeah, and it's a slight umbrage. Don't get me wrong. It's not the end of the world. But, yeah, we didn't. It wasn't African-American community that propagated Proposition 8. We're only, like I said, according to the census of 2008, we're only 6.7% of the population here in California, which is much lower than the national average. And like I said, even if we all came out and voted, which African-American community doesn't do, but even if we all came out and voted, we'd only be 6.7% of the, of the voting
Well, that's not necessarily true, because, I mean, one thing you have to think about is the African Americans had, for the first opportunity in history, a black man to vote for president that had a viable chance of winning. So I suspect that they came out in better numbers. Now, we're making very general statements here, and I want, I'm not trying to make any kind of racial statements. I'm just saying, looking at groups of people, are they true for everybody? No, but they're true for a certain amount. And I think that black people came out in much larger numbers than they've come out to vote in any recent election, and I suspect probably ever. And I can see why they would do it.
I understand that, but like I said, even if 100% of us came out and 100% of us voted for Proposition 8, that 6.7% can't go against the 78.2% of white Americans. White Californians who voted for who are eligible to vote.
Right. So why are you putting all the onus on black people?
That's not what I'm saying. No, but you're not looking at the numbers properly. All the white people don't go out and vote either.
Yeah.
Okay. So if black people go out, if 75% of the group that we're going to call black people go out and vote, and 50% of the group that we're going to call white people go out and vote, then you're going to see a much larger representation of the will of black people in that particular election.
Right, but it would still be 5-1, 5 white guys to 1 black guy.
Not enough to make a difference.
On the black,
That's what he's saying.
On the black guy.
You put the onus on the black guy as, it was them that came out and did this, and it sounded pretty racial to me, honestly.
I'm saying it's a tipping point issue, okay? That there's a give and take that the Democratic Party, which is a much larger tent, in my opinion, than the Republican Party, had to deal with here. The Democrats are going to be the ones that want to see, gays being able to get married, but at the same time, they also deal with groups like,
I want to see gays get married, and
look, man. God, it's like talking
understand what
deranged.
The point of this is, Mark. I mean, what is it seemed superfluous for you to even mention that in the first place, your speculation about why that didn't work.
It's not speculation. It's statistics. People can show these numbers.
And I just showed some to you. But before I go, let me just say, Ian, you always say that we are slaves of the state. And I don't believe that we are slaves of the state. I believe we are prostitutes of the state. And I mean, they send us out there like good little hoes to go make their money and come back. And even think about it. Think about that poster of Uncle Sam, I Want You. He's wearing a pimp hat. He's got all the pimp clothes. You know what I mean?
He's awesome. A pimp.
Nobody says.
What are you thinking about not paying?
That's a great point. You holding out on the pimp if you try not to pay taxes, and you do what he says, and if you do him good, he might give you something to get high on.
A little treat.
Right. We are the hoes of not the hoes of the world, that's all we are.
Awesome. Thank you. Really appreciate the call tonight, Matthew. 800-259-9231.
Look, Ian, you have no problem making generalizations based on people being law enforcement officers and pulling people over for driving while black, right?
I would say that not everybody does. Not
just
everybody does.
Say
that.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I would do that.
You do. You have said that. We have talked about the crime driving while black. Now, why do you think they came up with that crime?
Because there's some racist cops
talk about
out there.
Because there's some racist cops out there.
I didn't say
you
they were all
make
racist.
Generalizations about groups, okay? And that doesn't make you a bigot. It doesn't make you a racist. It doesn't make you even wrong. It's just a generalization, okay?
So what evidence do you have? What evidence do you have that black people are more likely to be against gay marriage?
The fact is that when you look at the group called African Americans.
Have you done this? Have you done the study?
Yes, I've looked at the I have not done the study myself. I have looked at the statistics. Yeah. And yes, they tend to be socially conservative.
Are we talking about voting black people, or are we just talking about black people in general?
I don't know whether the poll said voting or whether it didn't.
Okay, so there you don't know then. That's a fair answer. 800-259-9231. We continue with Blake in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Blake.
Hello. How's it going, gentlemen?
What's on your mind tonight, Blake?
It's frustrating, man, dealing with a madman every single night.
Well, just to quickly comment on that last conversation, Mark, I can totally see how even if only a slight majority of the African-American population does vote more conservatively, and if a larger portion of them than usual came out to vote on an issue that is a very evenly split issue, it could definitely, be that 1%, since we live in a 51% to 49%, majority system.
You're a bigot, Blake.
But,
go on.
Was the vote that close on the?
It was pretty darn close. Yes, it was pretty darn close on Proposition 8. I mean, it wasn't.
Matthew said it wouldn't have mattered if they all voted against it. He said it wouldn't. He looked at the numbers, and it wouldn't have mattered
if all white people went and voted, and then all black people went and voted. But that doesn't happen.
Right. I thought what he was saying was
I explained to him why he was wrong, and then he moved on to the hoe comment. It was a good way to wrap it up,
too. I didn't see him being wrong.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's not the reason I called. I actually wanted to piggyback on the drug prohibition conversation.
Certainly.
It's one of my favorite issues that I try and champion everywhere that I go. And I actually recently did do some statistical analysis myself regarding crime rates and possible reduction of crime that would result from the ending of prohibition. And my own analysis found that it would be about 90% less crime, and talking about crimes with the victim, of course, of property crimes or violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with that?
It's outrageous to me.
You get 20 seconds to answer Sam's question. How did you come up with that number?
It was based on FBI unified crime reports and basically doing a backwards regression of the crime rate increase based on what was prohibited at the time.
You had me at SEIU.
I go based on case studies. Anytime I ask a cop, why did so-and-so break into that person's house? Drugs. It's just always the answer. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.